opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa, let me turn myself down here. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
Free Fire Radio is on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, right here on KCNR. It is the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. Maybe at some point today I'll get a chance to tell a Cinco de Mayo story I have that I remember. 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What national day? I know, doesn't it sound, what happened? Did we fix a compressor?
I don't know.
Did we fix a, you know, we have, you know, our compressors and all this, and we had one repaired, but I didn't think it was back yet, and I don't know who would have put it in, but Jim was in here for a while yesterday, so he may have been tinkering.
That's possible.
Yeah, so what national day is it?
It is National Day of Prayer.
Nice.
Not Cinco de Mayo?
Well, you already said that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
You know what?
Also, Astronaut Day?
We need a National Day of Prayer every day.
I'm just going to say that's something we should be doing a lot, all the time.
A lot.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. Showers likely today and a high of 72. Showers likely this evening, a low of 57. And on Friday, we're looking for showers again, a high of 74 and a low of 51. Showers continue through Saturday and Sunday, a high on Saturday of 71, a low of 44. Sunday, a high of 53 and a low of 41. And on Monday, a high of 63, a chance of showers. And so I'm hoping we actually get some moisture out of that.
Did you say it might rain today?
It says showers likely.
Okay.
Well, we're not actually saying the word rain. We're saying showers all week long. So we'll see how that develops. But, hey, doesn't have to get up to 100 for me anytime soon. I can do this for a while. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, yesterday I took the horse out. And we have a round corral out there that's just been plowed. It's great when they just plow it because then if I come off, I don't bounce off hard pack. You know, I fall into the sand.
You're not supposed to be falling off the horse.
Well, no, you're not supposed to do that.
The idea is to stay on the back.
Well, you know, it is. But there's two of us in that equation. And she's not one to buck, so it's not. But I'm just saying if something did happen, like she stumbled and, you know, whatever. But it was hot out there, and by the time we finished, I showered both of us off with the hose.
it was warm yesterday.
It was warm yesterday.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, she was working really good, too. Hey, speaking of working really good, we have Chris Kellstrom with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, you're a likable guy.
Well, thanks.
You know, I never met you until you ran for office, and I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I really didn't. And I had these preconceived notions. I don't know why. But when you walked in that, you're a good old boy. And,
yeah.
And I mean that in the best sense. A good old boy is not, you know, Larry the Cable Guy, that kind of thing.
Although he's a good old boy, too.
Well, he is, but you're not like that, if that makes sense.
We're very fortunate in the 5th District that we've got good quality candidates running.
You know what?
For office. We've got good choices.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing when you have good competition, people with good ideas and good discussion, and that gives the voter an opportunity to really make a choice. And I encourage everybody to make sure you listen to all of them.
And I really like the way you all have, the candidates have been in this.
Yeah.
Because I've watched it in other places. It's not quite like that.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, and yeah, you're right, Trish. Usually you have the lesser of two evils that you have to choose from, and we've been in that position many times. But, yeah, it's, you know, Baron and I were friends before we started this whole thing, and we're still friends now. I mean, it is what it is, and we're different candidates, and, you know, we have different visions and different ways of getting to the same place. And, you know, it's kind of funny because there's sometimes there's people around us that, you know, may not like the other guy so much or whatever, and it's kind of like him and I are, you know, hey, I'm still his friend, he's still my friend. We're running against each other, but it's, you know, it's like,
but it gives us good, you know, that's a good point, and you know, and you're right. People surrounding you are usually the ones that are the problem,
right?
You know, that they take this, you know, to a different degree. So it's good seeing candidates that are solid guys or girls.
It is. And what I'm enjoying about it, and what I'm telling people, is they say, well, he supported this, or he did that, or this person's supporting him. That's the one I like. Mm-hmm. Well, this person's supporting him. What does that have to do with the candidate? I'm supporting him too. So, and you're friends with me, so what, you know, why do you, don't judge the candidates by their people surrounding them. Judge them by what they've done and who they are and what they say.
And let's
get
start
the rest
off,
of that off.
Tell us who you are.
Okay.
You know, well, there may be people that don't know who Chris Kelsner is.
No, that's right. We always assume everybody knows, but there's people out there that it's the first time they've heard Chris Kelsner.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, and they live in the 5th District.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so I didn't grow up in the 5th District. I grew up here, right here in Reading. So, born and raised in Reading, went to Enterprise High School, Shasta College, you know, all the local stuff. My dad told me, and when I was like 15, hey, you ought to get a job in the grocery store, you know, down the road there. So at 16, when I was able to do it, I did. And then all through high school I worked. In fact, when I was a senior, I worked 40 hours a week. I never got a work permit just because I knew they'd limit my hours. So when I was a senior, I'd work, I got out of school early to go to, get work experience. So I was working 40 hours a week when I was a senior in high school. Taught myself how to do everything in the grocery store. I could do just about every job in there.
I bet you had the best car of any of your friends, though.
The best car?
Or not?
Not really. Actually, I went to work for Riverview Market on Bocelli Lane. Raley's was opening up down in Hartnell down the street. He ended up filing bankruptcy and went non-union. Prior to that, though, yeah, you're right, Carl. I probably would have had the nicest car in school. But as soon as they went non-union, I mean, my wages ended up getting cut. But I thought, well, it's still better than flipping burgers, so I'll stick through this. They worked around my basketball schedule and everything else, so... Anyhow, 19 years old, I started managing a grocery store in Anderson. I went to work for a grocery store in Anderson. Just a few months after turning 19, I became the manager there. In fact, Trish's son worked for me way back when he was in high school.
Yeah, I did.
So that's how I went to Anderson. I moved to Cottonwood in 1988. Still live in Cottonwood today. I mean, that ended up being my, you know, adopted home. I mean, it wasn't too far away from Reading to there. So I was in management, grocery store management for about 15 years. Had moved down south for ex-wife's schooling, and one thing led to another, kind of got stuck down there. And I was managing stores down there and went into the corporate level. I was working in the main office at the corporate level. And then we moved back up here, and I went and managed a store in Happy Valley, and then I finally got out of that and went into basically sales, customer service. So that's my background, business management and customer sales. And, you know, I just... there's a couple issues where current supervisor, although I will have to say, in my opinion, he's been doing a really good job for the last year or so, and I, you know, went and told him that. You're quick to criticize, you should be quick to compliment. So I told Mr. Baugh that I was very happy with the job he's been doing for the last year. But I decided probably 8 years ago that I was going to do this. And, you know, I'm not a politician, but I know how to manage people. I know how to, you know, treat people. I know how to cut red tape, and I know what, you know, I feel I know what this county needs and some of the things we need to fix and clean up and get better at. So that's kind of why I'm running and what I'm doing.
Okay. We're here with Chris Kelstrom. We're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back and talk about I've got your webpage up right now. And
I haven't looked at it. I should probably look at it.
Excuse me. You know, your motto head and shoulders above everybody. We didn't mention that you're, what, 6'11"?
Well, 6'9 at the doctor's office, 6'10 and a half at Shasta College. They always lie a little bit,
you know,
with the basketball
like
roster.
Well, as we get older, we get a little bit shorter. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Linda went out, Trish, because you have a Sleep Number bed.
Yes, I do.
And I can't, you know, we can't say enough about them. She went out and got one of those pads that keep you cooler or warmer. And it adds, you know, probably an inch of padding to the bed, which I didn't know, you know, this is her thing, you know, doing that. But I have to admit, that was a good decision she made. We already slept well because on a Sleep Number bed, you can adjust each side. Linda's Sleep Number setting, for example, is 35. My Sleep Number setting is 60 in this bed. And the other bed, it was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But great night's sleep. When you wake up sometimes in the middle of the night because the train goes by at 3:30 every morning, you would think, okay, am I going to go back to sleep? I've already been asleep several hours. Yeah. Boom.
Sleep Number bed, as you indicate, because you can adjust that to what kind of a day you've had, and you can adjust that number. I generally fall asleep and wake up in the same position. I don't move around a lot, and it's because your body's being so well supported. My Sleep Number's always 55 or thereabouts.
So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now you can save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,299. The lowest price ever for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Great, great young people over there. They want you to lay on the beds. And you should do that. You should try out the different beds and see which one is really going to be the one for you. They are great. So, go to the Target Shopping Center, or you can even go to sleepnumber.com and take a look that way. Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Chris Kellstrom, candidate for Board of Supervisor, District 5.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. As a father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee, not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. But this time, the choice is clear. Chris Kellstrom resides in Cottonwood and is a Shasta County native who believes in faith, family, and the Constitution. Chris Kellstrom is not a politician and will not raise your taxes to solve your problems. And at 6'9", he really is head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios.
Love entertaining you gentlemen in the break.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are been rated number one by so many different organizations, but just let's take the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars and 5 stars out of 5 stars in some of these. Heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care. Lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. There's so many things they're doing. The TAVR valve replacement, that instead of having your chest cracked open, you can get your valve replaced in your heart and literally be up that day and go home the next. All of these are happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Chris Kellstrom, who is a candidate for the 5th District, Board of Supervisors. And, Chris, what's your vision? What's your vision for the county if you were elected?
I think obviously the budget's a big deal. And I look at that and it's, we're rubber stamping a $600 million budget, not really looking that. It didn't seem to me that we looked very hard into there to see where we could save some money, where we could move some money, where we could, get money for a jail. One of the other things I really want to do is, I keep hearing these horror story after horror story of people with, their deck wasn't permitted. They put in solar and all of a sudden they got code enforcement out there and they've got a container on their property or they've got a garden shed or they've got dog houses with covers on them and it's considered a structure. And on and on and on. And it's like, that's where the customer service part I would like to bring to the county where, people, when these are, these are our citizens, they're our customers. We need to help them. And, we're ignoring transient camps. We're ignoring large scale marijuana grows, which are all horrible for the environment. And we're harassing somebody because they've got a cover on their wood pile and they consider it a structure. And then when you take the cover off, now it's considered they needed a demolition permit. It's just nonsense to me. So that's some of the stuff that I would like to work on and clean up and, get the county to where, hey, we're there to help our citizens. We're not there to harass our citizens. And I'm using those examples. most of the county offices actually have been great that I've dealt with, but, you know, these horror stories I keep hearing. And I mean, I have constituents call me on the campaign phone and going, hey, this is what's happening to me. This is what happened. And it's like, okay, we're going to fix a bunch of that stuff. So
the board yesterday took, or on Tuesday, took action to fire the health officer. How do you feel about that?
You know, I would have to be, I would have to be in those closed, chambers and listening to the stories and listening to the background and listening to what, you know, why, I'm not sure why they made that decision to do that. I know I wasn't really happy with her during the whole COVID thing. I mean, I wasn't happy with the entire state and nation during the whole COVID thing. I thought it was a little ridiculous to lock everything down the way they did, mask our children, the whole bit. So, you know, she obviously didn't lead that effort, but she, of course, seemed to go along with the effort. So I don't know. I mean, I wasn't in there. I'd have to be in there to actually make a decision whether I would have fired her or not. I don't know. I don't know what the background was, you know, what the factors were that played into that. Obviously, it wasn't her fault that the entire COVID thing happened and we had all these mandates coming from, you know, heck, above the country. I mean, they were coming from the United Nations and the World Health Organization and everything else. So certainly wasn't Karen Ransom's fault for shutting down the EU and America and everybody else, but she was the head of it here in Shasta County, or at least the face of it. So I don't know. I'd have to be in those meetings to actually, you know, tell you what I would have done.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, the one of the things you talked about was not accepting money from the state with strings.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, it frustrates me because that's our money. You know, we collect the property taxes here. We collect the sales taxes here. You know, we collect the taxes in our county from our citizens, and then they're sent down to Sacramento, and we get a little pittance doled back to us in our into our general funds. And then the rest is sent back with strings attached. You know, after they siphon off a huge amount for their all their state agencies, their hundreds of state agencies, then they'll send back little pittances of, you know, Cottonwood just recently had a couple $1 million to redo a road. Well, I'm all for redoing the roads in Cottonwood. I mean, there's some pretty potholed, you know, pothole-filled roads down there. We need some work down there. I mean, we need to repave some of our streets for sure. But they're not sending the money back so that we can repave our streets. They're sending the money back so we can put in sidewalks and street lights and bike lanes. And it's like, I don't think we need bike lanes in Cottonwood. Horse lane maybe, but I don't think we need a bike lane. So those are things that it kind of drive me crazy that they send this stuff back and you have to do with your money what we tell you you have to do with it.
Well, so, but Chris, the reality is that the counties are an arm of the state. That's how the Constitution's written. Certainly, it wouldn't hurt to change the Constitution and redefine the role of counties. Local Agency Formation Commission is the place we should go for that. It's been something I'd like to see happen for years. And when we rewrote Cortez Knox Hertzberg, we tried to put some of that language in. But the reality is, that's how the system works. They got to learn to work within it and then figure out how to get the money in a different manner.
Right, and I mean, I think we can work within it, but, you know, I think if maybe we accidentally paved an extra road instead of putting in that bike lane, you know, maybe, ask for forgiveness later. I mean, it's, like I say, it's our money. The money starts here. It's our money. It comes back to us, and there's a lot of strings attached. And quite frankly, if, you know, we're getting funds back with too many strings attached that we don't want to comply with that, then we won't take the money back. We'll ask for it in a different way.
Well, and my point, and to, I mean, I've heard you say it earlier. Sometimes they want to give you $1 million to do a food program for six people.
Right.
You might just say, keep your money.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hire a staff to do this whole new project that you're going to do, and then the money's going to go away next year. Now you've got all this staff, and nobody ever gets fired.
And then we hire, consultants, and yeah. The consultants take, you know, half the money.
That's exactly right. So sometimes it's just a good idea to say, yeah, we don't want it.
Yeah, I would say anytime you see pilot program, if you see the words pilot program, you might want to stay away from that, because that's usually, here, we're gonna try something. Yeah, yeah. We want you guys to try something. And there's so many pilot programs out there that they don't work. They don't make sense.
And every time you get new staff, new people,
right.
And then they get filtered into something else that does stay around after the money goes away.
And we trip over ourselves to get that money.
Yes.
It's time to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the, which I try to ask everybody. You're new. You come in there. Everybody has been on this show. and they've all been on the show. They are fired up. Their hair's on fire. They've got these ideas. And once they're in the position, the bureaucracy reaches out and tries to, bureaucracy reaches out and embraces them. I want to talk about bureaucracy and our elected officials. I think the bureaucracy is dangerous in some cases. In other cases, it works fine. But let's talk about that when we get back.
Sounds good.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, it's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. Beautiful living conditions. Gourmet chef, activity director. So if you wanted to participate in that, you can do that. They've got transportation if you want that. These are people that are enjoying their senior years. And it's Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons. For more information or to get a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Have lunch. Meet some of the people. And if you're thinking about making that change, this is probably a place to, that you really want to put at the top of your list. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less. Smile more. We'll be right back with Chris Kellstrom.
Started out just like a dream, and like a dream I knew that what we had would have to end.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these lease voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. That's kind of cool music.
It's very calming today.
Yeah, you know, it's very calming for you, Trish.
It's Bobby Hutcherson, Rain Every Thursday.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? You could plan your whole week around. Okay, Thursday it's going to rain, so we're going to do this today. Hey, at 7:35 in the morning here on Cinco de Mayo, and it's about 65 degrees already and cloudy, and we may get some rain today. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. They are also having an ad running on the show about getting ready for fire season. Get ready for fire season. Start preparing. And that is great information. We're here. Trish and I are here with Chris Kellstrom, who is running for supervisor, District 5. District 5 has got a strong group up there, and they're going to be well served. Chris, let's talk fire. Let's talk fire.
Perfect.
I'm hearing things from people that, and we all remember Snowmageddon up here, that there is still stuff laying down on the ground in our county.
On
your property that, you know, is if that fire season hits, that is just a lot of fuel out there. Nothing seems to be done.
Yeah.
You've been affected. I've been affected. Trisha, everybody's been affected by fires. What's some of the things you would do?
So you had a great show on here this last Sunday morning with Nick Gardner, and one of his guests I had to talk to on the phone earlier in the week, and then talked to him a little bit about there. But he had been a forester for years, and I'd asked him, you know, I talked to him about what I want to do, and he was familiar with the area and everything else, even though it was in Shasta County and he had been in Trinity County. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to do a county ordinance. To limit the fuel loads on federal lands, federal and state lands, although I can't really think of too many of our state lands that have a huge problem, but the federal lands for sure. And he said that they did that in Trinity County years ago, and that the federal government would curtail their management plan to try to fit into this ordinance. So I want to limit the fuel loads on the federal land. So I used to hunt, do a lot of hunting up above Shasta Lake, between Shasta Lake and like basically Dunsmuir and over to McLeod. And if you look at that area on a map, it's checkerboarded. Every other square mile is National Forest, and every other square mile is Sierra Pacific, or private landowners, but it's Sierra Pacific. So our trick when we were hunting is we wanted to set up a camp, and you can camp on National Forest land, but you can't camp on Sierra Pacific land, and you can't have a campfire on Sierra Pacific land. So I spent a lot of time in there hunting for years, and we spent a lot of time in there scouting and trying to find a spot on National Forest land that we could set up a camp and spend a couple days panting in there. Let me tell you, you did need a map to know where you were as you're driving along. If you were driving along and those, the forest was so thick and the canopy so thick and the trees hadn't been thin, no undergrowth, the brush is dead, nothing but dead trees laying on the ground underneath these big giant trees, and there wasn't a place to pull over, there wasn't a place to park, there wasn't enough room to pull a truck over, let alone set up a tent and a cook shack and whatever. So you were on national forest land. The national forest lands were extremely unhealthy in there. I mean, extremely unhealthy. Then if you got to a spot where the trees were kind of thinned and there was, you know, log landings and turnouts and, you know, nice, great spots to put a camp, you're in Sierra Pacific. You couldn't camp there. And I mean, we literally spent months and months and months. And you get into that, the national forest checkerboard part, and you kind of quit hunting until you get out of it because you can't see anything. You know, it's so thick and no new growth, nothing for the deer to eat or anything else. So I know for a fact that those, and that was within Shasta County, that those national forest lands were horrible. I used to do a lot of hunting too over, east towards Shingletown, a little further east in there, and they had Thousand Lakes Wilderness area. Same thing. You get in there, I mean, you could barely walk down the trail. There was so much deadfall. It was just a disaster. And a lot of those places now have burned. I mean, they've burned up. So I would like to do an ordinance, force the federal government to start taking care of their lands within our county, get the fuel loads off the floors. If we can get their property to look more like Sierra Pacific's property, then great. But a lot of those areas have burned now. It seems to me like we're begging for federal dollars after we have another wildfire and a disaster.
To clean up rather than manage.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's manage. Let's use those federal dollars. Let's force them to spend their federal dollars and manage in our forest so we don't have these giant wildfires.
But what about in Shasta County itself? We've got a lot of deadfalls around here on private property.
Absolutely.
And all this. What can you do as a supervisor to fix that?
So there is a ton of grants out there. There's a whole bunch of federal grants and state grants to clean those things up. So my ordinance wouldn't affect the private property owners. I don't want, you know, little Miss Widow Johnson out there to have to, you know, spend thousands of dollars she may not have to clean up her property. But I would like to teach, you know, little Miss Widow Johnson how we can apply for a grant. How, while we have those crews up there cleaning up the national forest lands, let's go ahead and stop by your house. We have a grant that'll pay for it, and let's clean up your property too if you can't do it yourself.
Okay, I know that
the fire safe committees have been doing a lot of work, specifically up in the 5th District, up around Shingletown. In that area, they've done a lot of work. I'd like to see all of the communities within the county.
I would just
with
like
those
to see
groups together to apply for those grants and use that money again, as I say, for management and get our lands rather than cleanup.
Right, I want to use those grants for private property, but I want to get the federal government to clean their own lands up now with their money and have them clean their lands up. But, yeah, absolutely, the private property owners and the communities, that's where we apply for the grants and get them to clean them.
And I tell you what, clearing up your land after a fire is expensive. I have a friend that got hit with fire, and he's got over 600 acres. And logging that out. And then the stump removal. I promised him I'd go up and run a stump
grinder,
and I haven't done that yet, but I am, because this is going to go on for a long time. So I didn't, when I get up there, there's plenty of trees or stumps are going to be available. But this is something that continually faces us, is this fire. And it's like everybody says, this is what we're going to do. Oh, we need to do this. But I don't see it. I still see trees laying around in the city and in the county that's just waiting to burn. So, okay.
And add that to the situation we're facing with the water this year.
Well,
let's jump right into that.
Yeah, let's go to water.
Going
to
make it a lot worse.
I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break. Come back. Let's talk water because this is getting to the point where it's cutting out. Taking swaths out of our economy and everything else that's going on. We're here with Chris Kellstrom, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o, same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539. Or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we are celebrating 29 years of moments at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, don't miss your chance to win $129,000. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 29-year anniversary celebration. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman. Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader. Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
Is Reading better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Larkin and Carl Bott. Today, Cinco de Mayo, and that's... I know more Spanish than that, but that's about it. You know, ¿dónde el baño? You know, where's the bathroom?
¿Cómo se llama?
¿Dónde está el baño?
No,
¿dónde está?
Oh, está. Okay, see, but when I say ¿dónde el baño, they usually know what I'm talking about. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call. And you call him at 262-2168. You'll get him on the phone. You can get a free consultation. And since work injuries can be so life-changing, if you're not getting the treatment that you need, give Patrick a call. Insurance company has legions of lawyers. You need somebody that understands the law, and Patrick does, and is going to fight for you. He's a former 101st Air Assault Infantryman. He's a former law enforcement officer, and now he's a lawyer. He's going to fight for you. Give him a call, Patrick Gorman, at 530-262-2168 today. We're here with Chris Kellstrom, and when we left water, you know, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting,
yep.
And we are in a terrible situation in this state.
So you just did a commercial for Patrick Gorman. Maybe we need to get hold of him because, like I say, the Delta Smelt found a pretty good lawyer here a few years back, and they seem to have the top priority now.
I thought that nobody's even seen a Delta Smelt lately.
Ask their lawyers. Apparently they have. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's one of the things we need to do is we need to get our priorities straight. Our priority should be citizens first, you know, and then the ranchers and farmers after that. And then down the list, the Delta Smelt. I mean, the Delta Smelt, you know, I'm not against fish. I love fish. I love fishing. You know, but I like ranchers and farmers and citizens more than I like fishing. So
I've always wondered how you could get a group of seemingly intelligent people in a room in the state of California that grows half the food product for the world, and they could decide that if you don't have enough water, we'll cut the farmers out.
Well, and the same people have decided that hydroelectric is not clean energy.
Yes.
So, you know, the Killark Reservoir where my kids grew up fishing, where I'd take
them. It's been decommissioned.
Yep, yeah, decommissioned. I mean, 100-year-old powerhouse down there. The waste product out of that powerhouse was clean water that went through the turbines and then down the stream. There was plenty of fish on the other side of that powerhouse because I know I used to fish there when I was a kid.
We all did.
And then I was in Shingletown a while back, and I just found out that they took out Grace and Nora Lake, too.
Nora has a leak, and they're not going to do anything with it, and they're canceling a bunch of stuff up there, yeah.
And we used to have a four-bay. We had a four-bay up above the Coleman Fish Hatchery that supplied water to a powerhouse there. They took that out several years ago, and it's kind of like, what are we doing here? I mean, here's water storage, you know, number one water storage, and we're getting rid of the water storage because we consider hydroelectric to be unclean energy, I guess. None of it makes sense. I mean, none of it makes sense. You just have to shake your head. So, yeah, when they decide that the fish need the water worse than the people, but then they don't mind draining lakes that are full of fish. Those fish don't matter. All fish lives matter, I think. But
well, the county, even, you know, the whole county could stand up, all 196,000 of us, and say, don't do this.
Nothing would change.
And there's really not a lot
that we can do. I have to agree with you there. I mean,
hell, the whole North State could stand up. And, I mean, we have water here. But we've been they've asked us voluntarily to cut back on our water and our watering. Okay, that's no problem. But we've got Bella Vista. And they're going to put another 166 homes out there. How are they going to do that? In the water.
Yeah. Well, between the water and the sewer issues out in that area.
And there's so many. I mean, Bella Vista, Jones Valley, then you get into District 5, you have Happy Valley Water District, which is just a nightmare. That's kind of bureaucracy cause more than anything. I think their director and their secretary that made a ton of money there last year ended up just splitting and leaving them, you know, holding an empty bag. Those people they're in a mess out there. I mean, they're trying to figure out, you know, who they can send a bill to, how much money they have, if they have any money. They're buying water with not knowing if they have the money for it or not. I mean, it's a disaster. I was in Willows in the Kanawha Water District. I mentioned that my property is the irrigation canal, the ACID canal, and we're not getting any water this year. And she says, oh, we bought your water. And I'm like, well, we want it back. Give us that water back. But what had happened is the Federal Bureau of Reclamation said we could get 25% of our water into the acid canal. And basically, that wouldn't have even reached, you know, it wouldn't have been enough water to get down.
We couldn't charge the ditch.
Yeah, we couldn't fill the ditch, exactly. And then, you know, if we can get 25%, then how about every 4 days we fill the ditch with 100% of the water? At least we'll get something out. No, it doesn't work like that. You get 25% per day, you know, not 25% over the whole course. So, you know, it's a mess. I don't know how they're not going to fix it this year, but we need to sue the Federal Bureau of Reclamation because they kind of reneged on their contract, so.
Well, you know what? A lawsuit, maybe that's what it's going to take. Chris, if you get elected and you can look down and you say, okay, I'm going to accomplish these things, tell the audience you know that this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So we've got like 7 minutes.
Okay.
Left.
So, you know, like I've mentioned before, there's some county departments out there that I visited recently, and they're fantastic. Keep up the good work. Don't change anything. And matter of fact, maybe we might take your director and have them intern over at another department if we're having problems there. But some of these departments that, you know, I keep hearing these horror stories over, we just need to change the culture in that office. The people up front, and again, you know, we talked about bureaucracies during the break. Those people will be there after I'm in and gone. They will still be there, but we want to change the culture. And when somebody walks through the front door, number one, it's a customer, so treat them as a customer. They're there for, if they want to build a, you know, barn on their place, or they want to put a patio on or whatever, they're coming to you for a permit. Unlike other businesses that I've ran, they don't have another choice. They can't go to a different agency and get a permit somewhere else if you don't treat them fairly. So we need to kind of change the culture in some of the departments. Let's be customer friendly. Let's get our priorities straight. Let's not go to somebody's property and worry about their sea container that's on the property that's against the Shasta County Code, or they put a deck on there. I mean, you know, remove the siding and put insulation into the walls and then found out they needed a permit for that. I know our resource manager said that we don't have any regulations here other than what the state regulations are. I think he's incorrect. I talked to some people from Tehama County, and I mean, they were talking about doing small projects where they, you know, one of them cut in a window into his business so it overlooked the sidewalk. And Tehama County came by code enforcement and said, oh, hey, by the way, you needed a permit for that. Here's your permit. Now you're good, and walked away. So, Tehama County's still in the state of California, and apparently, you know, they're a little more customer
flexibility.
Friendly. Yeah. I talked to another guy that's on the other side of the creek from me in Cottonwood. He built an entire barn in his place. Didn't need a permit. As long as he didn't put electricity into it, he didn't need a permit. Well, again, that's in the state. You can't build a barn in Shasta County without, you know, all your building permits and half a dozen inspections and everything else. So I think that we need to curtail some of the red tape and, you know, bureaucratic rules here in Shasta County. Let's take a look at, see what they are. You know, our hands will be tied with some of the state regulations. There's no question about that. But if we have ordinances or bureaucratic plans or, you know, that we don't have to, abide by because they're not over the state, then we need to curtail those. We need to cut the red tape and get some of these things out of the way. And again, treat people as customers, treat our citizens as customers. You know, let's help them. We're here to help the citizens, not harm them.
You know, Chris, one of the things I've watched over the last several years since I was on the board is the lack of conversation in the boardroom when things are brought to the board. How is the board knowing what the process is if they're not asking questions of the department heads when they come into the boardroom? They bring up item, the board looks at each other, there's no conversation, they just approve or don't approve or what have you. The board needs to be more involved, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, and that's your...
And that has been over the last 16 years.
And that's your bureaucracy at charge there, where it's, you know, recently I've talked to Patrick, and he said on Fridays they'll send you over, you know, 700 to 1,100 pages of, you know, boring reports that you're going to be voting on Tuesday, and that's kind of how they end up swallowing you, because nobody wants to spend their weekend reading 1,100 pages of stuff, but you need to. That's your job.
If they were meeting every Tuesday, like they should have been doing, they wouldn't have those huge packets.
That's true, too, and we will be meeting every Tuesday, or actually probably every Wednesday afternoon. That's kind of my plan. I want to meet in the evenings so that people like myself that work for a living can get there and go to the boardroom. Now, I don't want to keep staff there all night long, so, you know, if, you know, Miss, you know, John Q. Public, whatever employee is getting an award for 10 years without missing a day or whatever, I don't want her to, you know, stay there until 10 o'clock at night so we can give her a plaque. So I would like to start those meetings at, you know, 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, somewhere in there, get the county stuff out of the way, get all the, you know, the day-to-day county things out of the way, and then when we get to the actual issues, I want that to start at like 5, 6 o'clock at night so that we can get the citizens there to voice their opinions.
Yeah, you know, it's death by paper.
Yeah.
And essentially, when you get, but like you said, Trish, if you meet every week, if you insist that, if you've got a 200-page document that I get a week minimum to look at, you know, a minimum, even then, I don't even know if that's enough time. But to go through this and to, you know, take out the salient points to discuss these things. Patrick said that they handed him the budget forget how many pages it was.
Yeah, I have it at home. It's big.
Well, yeah. And there should have been a preliminary budget that was accessible to everybody.
I would
go through it, but nobody asked any questions, so why bother?
No, you need to bring every department head in and say, okay, you're wanting to go from $3.5 million to $6 million. Explain to me why.
Hey, Chris, how do people get a hold of you? How do they support you? Do you have any fundraising things coming up there?
Don't have any fundraisers. It's kind of funny. I talked to somebody, and they said, you're not really going to have two more fundraisers, are you? I said, well, if I have to go until November, yeah, I'll have to. I said, but don't worry. I have a young man in Cottonwood who's a very good friend of mine, and he may be the reason I have to go till November. So if that happens, he's in charge of my next two fundraisers. But no, I don't have any fundraisers planned. Cottonwood Rodeo's this weekend, so last night I was at Ladies Night Out.
I saw that photo of you.
Yeah. Last thing I remember was riding the mechanical bull. I was the auctioneer there and did the raffles and stuff. And then, it was a good time after that. So I didn't stay too late, and I didn't imbibe too heavily either. So,
okay, and then your Facebook, website?
Yep. So you can go to chriskelstrom.com, although I'm going to have some work done on that. And then I have Facebook pages, Chris Kelstrom for District 5 Supervisor. You can email me at Kelstrom, K-E-L-S-T-R-O-M, the number 4, D-I-S-T, the number 5, at yahoo.com. You can also call my campaign phone, which is 530-744-4539. So I keep that phone with me.
Answer your phone.
I still work full-time, so I may not answer it while I'm working. I may not, but I will get back to you.
Okay. Chris Kelstrom, candidate for district supervisor, District 5. All thanks right. for joining us
hey,
this
thanks
morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Doug Jahnke's going to join us with his the latest things that he has found that we need to discuss.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Its forces prevent Russia's attempt to seize the capital, Kyiv. The support also appears to be central in the growing battle for the Donbass region. I'm Karen Chamas.
Always quick to criticize former President Trump, President Biden now smearing Mr. Trump's supporters, labeling those Americans as extremists.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
As a presidential candidate, Mr. Biden had pledged to unify the country. You've already felt the sting of inflation, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warns more pain could be on the way as a result of rising interest rates, Federal Reserve approving a significant rate hike amid to cool the fires of inflation. And Powell says the rate hike is most certainly not a one and done.
There is a broad sense on the committee that additional 50 basis point increases should be on the table at the next couple of meetings.
And a major sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street. The key averages deep in the red. The Dow down 787 points, a loss of about 2%. The Nasdaq 515 points lower, representing a loss of more than 4%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Inflation in Turkey soared to almost 70% last month, skyrocketing prices, eating away at earnings, putting even basic necessities out of reach for many households.
Countries around the world are dealing with an increasingly acute cost-of-living crisis made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But the situation is far worse in Turkey because President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists that the central bank should not increase interest rates to keep down inflation. It's a tool used by many other countries around the world. Turkey's latest figures show the biggest annual price increases came in categories essential to everyday life, including transportation, food and non-alcoholic beverages, and household furnishings.
The BBC's Victoria Craig. The Bank of England raising its key interest rate to the highest level in 13 years as policymakers worldwide try to combat raging inflation. News and analysis at townhall.com. At long last, eternal rest for one of America's World War II soldiers.
The remains of Private First Class Edward Benson, Jr. were identified earlier this year. The Army Human Resources Command says graveside services are scheduled in Benson's hometown of Roanoke, Virginia for May 14th. Private Benson was assigned to the 1562nd Army Air Force Base Unit in Biak Island, part of what is now Indonesia. He was among 40 service members killed on March 22, 1945, during a Japanese raid on an airstrip. Rhonda Rockstra reports.
The World Health Organization estimating that nearly 15 million people were killed either by the coronavirus or by its impact on healthcare systems in the past 2 years. That's more than double the official death toll of 6 million. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the sell-off continues. The Dow down 889 points. The Nasdaq 549 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning. It is the 5th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not choose the number one medical center in Shasta County? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Phone keeps ringing.
Yeah, we got Pat on the line, and then Terry wanted to make an announcement.
Okay, but we have something first.
Oh, I believe we do.
Happy birthday to you. You're kidding. Thank you.
What happened? That was it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Clark's birthday was yesterday, but you weren't here yesterday.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I just have to make one comment. This is the time that I love Facebook. As you know, I've done a lot of traveling over the last 12 years in my motorhome, last 12, 13 years. And my page is flooded with pictures from all over the United States of people that I visited with and made friends with. And what a fun thing to trip back memories. Just Facebook is good on your birthday.
Facebook is good on your birthday. And we have Pat Karch on the line here, and we're going to do our community calendar. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish, and happy birthday, Trish.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, community calendar, folks, is brought to you by KCNR and sponsored by our good friends at Siskiyou Insurance. If you navigate to the KCNR1460.com webpage, and then scroll down to the bottom and click on events, you'll find the calendar there. And before we tell you about a couple things that are coming up, just note that if you have an event that you want to share with everyone in the community at through this website, you can click on the thing up in the upper right corner that says Submit an Event. What will happen is you'll put in the details of your event, and then Carl will have his vast team of screeners and fact checkers make sure it's legit, and they'll put it in the calendar for you.
Yeah, and you know that's strictly to have, so we don't have weird events on our page here. Okay, so the first big one is this Sunday is at the Anderson Seniors.
No, it was last Sunday.
Was that last Sunday? Okay,
first Sunday of the month.
I did what Pat did last month.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not the first Sunday of the month?
No, it's already gone. Oh, it was the first of May.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm sorry, Pat. I will not step on you. You can finish.
You stepped all over your head.
Yeah, I screwed it up last week. No, so we have something kind of interesting at Turtle Bay this weekend, a National Train Day. So, folks, you can get more details by clicking on that on our events page. And then, of course, coming up, looking ahead, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to take over the town. And Carl, who is, haven't you ascended to the position of cowboy now?
That's Asphalt Cowboys. They're the ones wearing the yellow. I'm with the Reading Rodeo Association. The true association. We wear red shirts.
And here we go.
There's more events to see there on the events page. And if you have an event, as I said before, you just submit it, and it will get it in there for you.
Yeah,
And I'm enjoying my time out here in Texas right now, thanks to the Internet. I paid half price for gasoline and had Tex-Mex, and we're going to have barbecue and go to a tour of a whiskey distillery today. So
perfect.
God bless Texas.
Good traveling, yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Speaking of events, we want to point out to everybody that this is the weekend for the Cottonwood
Rodeo.
Mother's Day weekend, always a nice parade on Saturday. It is a old
it's a
country.
Hoot.
It's a hoot. It's a great place to spend the weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pat, and be careful out there. Oh, he's already gone.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Trish, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Well, we'll have to have a Corona for you tonight, huh?
Okay, all right.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, we have a program on Sunday that's going to be very important to the public. We're going to have Attorney Sean Northam on. We have some statistics, real statistics. I know the other day when Stephanie Bridget was on talking about statistics being skewed, except when she wanted to use them. We have statistics from the Superior Court of California, so we don't think those are skewed. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the DA's office. But just a quick thing. Do you all know what a Brady violation is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to explain what it is really quickly. The Brady violation is when the prosecution suppresses evidence favorable to the defense. We are the leaders in Shasta County under Stephanie Bridget on that particular situation of Brady violation. So we'll be bringing a lot of things forward. Again, 9 a.m. on Sunday, Jefferson State of Mind. Carl, thank you for the archives. I'm sure that that'll come into a lot of use. But, folks, if you can listen live, listen live. If you can listen online, listen online. If you want to listen to the archive, it's just important that every person in Shasta County knows the truth about what's going on in the DA's office. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you. I do birthday week, birthday month. I do this for a long time. It's
ah,
fun.
Girl. I do that for Sal, too. It's fun, huh?
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
I asked Stephanie about that, and she talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I listened to that one, yeah.
Yeah, and also about, you know, because I asked her about the judge saying that, and she explained that one, too. So, you know, just remember there's two sides to everything.
This is an interesting election process, and there are two sides. A lot of information. I just, again, encourage everyone out there, listen to the candidates. Make your judgment based on what they're saying, not who they're supported by, not who supports them or what they...
Or even their supporters say.
Exactly.
As we just learned from Chris, he's got people around him that are, voracious,
yeah.
I should say.
Well, and we've got two slates going
of
candidates. And get rid of the slates and forget about... They're presenting a case to you. You do not want a group of individuals choosing all of your elected... The people you're going to vote for. You want to individually go and pick each one of those people, determine where to vote.
And I applaud our shows, though, for bringing in, you know,
both sides, the information.
Yeah. That's why we try to have every candidate on here to ask them these questions and let them answer in their own words. Because it is true that each side's got their own viewpoint on things. So it's important to you, my friends.
No reason in this world that we should have an uneducated
voter. If you go to our webpage, you can hear all the candidates in that form for the 5th district. And I'm going to put the 1st district back up on there, too. Anyway, Doug Jenke is with us.
Well, good morning. Hi, Trish. I just got to meet you this morning. I've crossed paths with you as former Association of Realtors president back in 2012 doing the Measure B. So I heard your name. You're kind of a local legend in the political circle. So I'm glad to meet you.
I served for a long time, and I enjoyed it. If and I'm lived, awfully glad I'm not doing it now.
If you live long enough, you become the legend. But
the Trish, living legend. They got the word living legend.
And, but Trish is not only the woman, the legend, the myth.
Yeah.
Soon to be a book and a movie.
Oh, there we go. Right.
Yeah, there you go. That's the build, that's the full build up.
And without saying anything yet, we have to take a break because we did all the stuff. Doug Jenkins.
And we never did do the weather.
No, we didn't.
No.
So why don't you do the weather, and that takes us right to the
We will. We're looking at it's about 66 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 72, showers likely, and showers this evening, 57 degrees. On Friday, the showers are going to continue, actually, through the beginning of next week, a chance of showers. It never says rain, but let's hope it does. High on Friday of 74, a low of 51. Saturday, 71 and 44. Sunday, 63 and 41. And Monday, 63 and 42. And so that's kind of good weather to just really get a good start on those gardens. And we're not going to rush into that 100-degree weather anytime soon. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy is an expert at this. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She does good work for her customers. She treats them as friends, and she's got their best interest in mind when she gives advice and her people. We'll be right back with Doug Jenke.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set
defund
free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
Dad shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True, public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That should be the theme song for the Biden administration.
That's good, yeah.
8:20 in the morning here on Cinco de Mayo, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash is a great
yesterday
place. Because, you know, it's brushless, it's got special soap and wax in there that makes your car or truck look just absolutely great. The people are friendly. A person who is always friendly, it wipes down your truck afterwards, in my case, my truck, afterwards with a clean towel. I walk, you know, I drive away. My truck drives better, it seems like, after that. Quick and Clean Car Wash is located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street here next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Quick and Clean. You know, they've been around, too, for a long time, that family. And it's been, you know,
they've owned that property 100 years
in that same spot.
Wow, they're washing buggies.
Well, you know, I don't know what they were doing back then, but, you know, 100
property
years.
Property owners, yeah.
Okay, we got Doug Jenkins. Okay, Doug, what is your subject for today?
Well,
I know you've got probably numerous ones, but which one?
A couple things. First off, we've got a special listener down in Red Bluff, a young lady, 14 years old, a true conservative, Aubrey Bodenmuller. Hi, Obs. Just wanted to say hi to you and put you on the radio. You know, it's funny, Carl. You made a statement that I want to make sure I clarify with everybody. You have called me the conservative voice of the North State, and I want to make sure everybody understands I did not put that moniker on myself. I am a conservative.
I elaborate.
That's all right. That's fine. I wear the badge well because I am a conservative and I am willing to talk about what I think conservatives are, thinking. The first thing today that I really want to hit on is I was forwarded some video that, as a conservative, it really upset me. We have somebody running for a local office that is about to be paid, well, actually is currently being paid on the taxpayer money. And the Pledge of Allegiance came up. And this person running for superintendent, Junie Flores, decided she couldn't honor our country by standing and citing the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you're in the private industry like Colin Kaepernick and you want to be communist socialist and you don't want to stand up, that's fine. I don't have to watch NFL. But this person is controlling our kids. The last 2 years have done a terrible job because our poor kids have suffered immensely. And now here's video of this person at an event where she's supposed to be doing her candidacy stuff. And the country that, Carl, you wore the suit for, respect that and thank you, you didn't do that for people to act like communists. You did that so they could talk about it, but not actually disrespect our country. And I feel that somebody who's going to be on the public dole definitely needs to stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm a realtor with OR. And we are required, as part of our thing, I say required, it's just we do it out of respect, and it doesn't matter if we're in Sacramento, San Francisco, or L.A., we cite the Pledge of Allegiance at every major event. And I tell you what, I can't remember once, even the liberals down in Southern Cal or San Francisco, that didn't stand up and at least cite the Pledge of Allegiance. And this person is running for a public office, and that really offended me, because historically, United States is 80% center-right. Now, there's some very right, there's middle-right, there's far-left. Most of the United States has statistically always been an 80% center-right, whatever center-right is. And that means that 80% of us, 8 out of 10, believe this country is amazing, the Constitution means something, and the least you can do as a public person who's put yourself out there is at least stand for it. I mean,
But I haven't seen the video.
I have. It's
so
legit.
So here's so just, and I agree with you. To me, you should stand. But one of the things that I stood for 32 years was our Constitution. And if somebody doesn't want to do that, and I don't know the circumstances around it, why it didn't happen. I would love for you to send me that video.
I will do that.
And so I can see that because she's going to be on the show in the near future. I'll ask her about that.
Yeah.
I was a great football fan for all of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave up football because of it. Well, me too. And I haven't watched an NFL game. I haven't watched a football game in 2 years, 3 years now.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Collin. Thank you, Kaepernick.
Yeah, well, they can, they can do whatever they want to on their own time, but you don't disrespect the people that have served this country, the right that they've served, so that we have our flag and its respect. You don't disrespect my veterans and my flag.
And that's exactly why when Carl asked what we want to talk about, that was just one of the first things I wanted to bring up, because as a conservative, I this was forwarded to me, and I looked at it, and I was just really bummed that here's this person who's about to collect more money, because she's probably already making $200 a year as a superintendent, and why would I pay my taxes so somebody could disrespect the country that I love? And I think that's just an atrocity that if she's going to continue doing that, she is unfit for that position, because it is a publicly held position with public funds being paid for it. And the least you can do, at least publicly, lie to me privately, I don't care, but publicly stand for the flag. Just do that as a respectful sign. You know, back in the day, you know, mom and grandpa, you say, you know what, if nothing else, just listen to grandpa. Be respectful.
There you go.
That's it. That's all I'm asking.
Take your hat off and put your hand over your heart.
There you go.
Pledge allegiance.
And again, I haven't seen the video. Yeah. And whether we like it or not, it is the people's right, whether they stand up or not, whether they take their hat off. And I will tell you that it bothers me if I see people that don't remove their hat. Unless they're military and they're saluting. But again, I haven't seen this, and you're going to send it to me.
It's a sign of respect.
And that's it. Just, it's simple respect. You know, we're not asking her to maybe change her core beliefs. We're just saying publicly put on the face that you're about to, take an oath on.
The position that you hold.
Yeah. Next thing I wanted to point out is I was at the Shingletown candidates forum, and Chris was up there, and I got to hear Stephanie, and I've got my opinions about Stephanie, and I got to hear Mr. Green and Johnson and the whole works. But when I got a chance to ask a question, I pointed out that the last 2 years our government has taken away our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights, and basically locked us down for something that, as the facts are coming out, was pretty much just a bad flu. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. And I said, I want to vote for somebody who's going to uphold the Constitution, not some edict from Mussolini or whoever is in power at that time. And of the four, Chris Kellstrom was the only one that stood up and said, I am going to stand for the Constitution at all times, at all circumstances. Browning said he had opened up Anderson faster than anybody else, which tells me that he closed it down faster.
Which is not accurate.
Okay,
I don't know how that, but I'm going to point out that, in fact, the positions that they took, and Barron all the way through that whole thing,
okay,
City of Anderson did not close down anything. They did not enforce anything.
Okay, great.
They did, and they made all the decisions. They didn't require masking. They didn't do anything in the city of Anderson. And you can check Baron Sloan
okay,
on
fine.
That.
Okay.
Clear all the way down the line that they were not playing the game.
The way he explained it was like you didn't, you opened up. So now it made it sound like maybe he had closed it up.
Yeah,
so I'm
no,
glad
that,
to hear that.
No,
so that, there you go.
Just
okay,
set
clarified.
The record straight.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
But, so no, I thought Chris Kellstrom did a great job on that one. And I'm not here because Chris was just on. It's just that was something that I think was important is getting people in the Board of Supervisors who are going to defend the Constitution.
I find it exhilarating that we have somebody running or have two people running for every a minimum of
we're
two people running.
We're going to be so much better served in the 5th district and than we have been for the last 16 years, no matter who is elected for
yes,
that group.
Yes.
The thing I'm saying is so many times we've had incumbents not even run. Like all the judges that are running, nobody's running against them.
But that's because we have a county clerk that doesn't say that those judges' positions are even up.
Trish, let me finish. Anybody knows when you know that comes out and shows that these guys are running or girls are running without opposition. My point was that I find it exhilarating that we have
a debate
and people have to come up and they have to address these things.
Yep.
Like Judy Flores, which you just said, I have not seen it. You're going to send it to me. So I'm going to look at it and I'll ask her about that when she's on the show. You know, there's been comments about this, you know, and that is an important thing because people need to know. But there could have been, you know, it's like a picture of Obama I saw one time that they said everybody else is saluting and he's just standing there, you know, during the national anthem. Well, it wasn't during the national anthem. They were playing Hail to the Chief. All the military will be saluting because it's Hail to the Chief. And he stands there at attention like he should.
Yep.
But that's not what the photo said.
Yep.
It's only after you go back and you find out what it was. So I always try to see what are the circumstances here. 'Cause, you know,
well, of course, yeah.
And not that I don't believe you or at all, but I need to see it, and I need to have somebody comment on it. Now, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to your next point.
Will do.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is the place that this is a great place. Rebecca and Henry are just really quality people. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have a watch repairman there. He may be the only one in the North State, as far as I know. They've got a great selection of jewelry very fair prices. At very fair prices.
Not as much as they used to, because I'm wearing part of it.
As is Linda. Everything from Native American to specially designed pieces that they do themselves. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to address the homelessness and property crime in our community. By acting compassionately but demanding accountability, he knows we can reduce crime, restore our public spaces to the use of all, and help less fortunate residents live their best lives possible. What we are currently doing isn't working, and as Supervisor for District 1, Kevin Cry's priority will be to fight to end homelessness in Shasta County, not sweep its core problems under the rug. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
You're gonna love it like I do. Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
If SB 1464 passes the California legislature, it will require law enforcement to enforce all public health orders, whether they agree with health orders or not. We cannot let that happen to our community. Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, to make sure our communities are safe from tyranny. We all live in this community together, and we cannot allow for one group to be pulled into harassing another. We must stand together, and we must vote for Kevin Cry for Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here. We talk about local politics. We have all the people who are running is going to be on this month. We're starting this week, and we're going to be rolling through the rest of the month. If it's a candidate and you want to learn more about them, just stay in touch with us. And I think I'm going to do is on Facebook or somehow on this, on our website, say, hey, this is the candidates and these are the days they're going to be on, so they can listen to them.
Well, and they can go back because they've all been on. So you can go back to the archives.
They've all been on.
All of those shows are recorded. If you take a little bit of time, you can go back and listen to every one of those candidates.
Because we have who's on our show every on all those, right, Jared?
I'm sorry, I was...
I know, you were doing something else.
I was looking at your Facebook page because Terry had called in and said that video was on Facebook.
Okay. We have our guest in our archives. It says who the guests are. So you can go back and look at and just kind of skim down there and you'll see who the guests are.
Well, I want to emphasize this is an important election. People need to take
every election.
This is really important in this county.
Well, I've come up with a saying that probably is not the first time because I ain't that smart, and there's my English for you. But people go, but I'm not into politics, you know. It's like, I keep trying to tell people, and I've said it at a board of realtors on a recent issue, and I'll say it here on the radio. You may not be into politics, but politics are into you. And for anybody who says, I'm standing on the sidelines, I don't care, how's that gas bill coming? How's the energy? How's your food prices? So if you want to stay on the sidelines, get ready for the worst or start electing people who are going to do a good job. Crazy.
And do it at the local level.
Start at the local level.
Do it at the local level because we can make a big difference down here. And I've been preaching that forever.
Yep. And that's it. Is, you know, is there are counties around, I think Nevada and I think two in California, or Butte might have been one of them, that actually have taken on a constitutional county, ordinance, that they're going to stay to the Constitution and not to a presidential dictate or a governor dictate. And that's what we need to get back to. I mean, you know, and I'm the conservative voice, quote unquote, but the liberal point of view is the Constitution is a living document. No, it is not. It is a set of words with a Bill of Rights, and if we just went and stayed to those, we would be in a much better place than we are currently today.
A little bitty book that I carry around in my purse to prove a point from time to time about everybody.
Yep.
Different things that they tell me is in my Constitution that isn't in my Constitution. But now we're operating with that stack of mile-high decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Have nothing to do with our Constitution.
Well, I mean, now, you know, this is a sad statement, is the scholars are out there saying over and over that Roe versus Wade, since that's in the news, let's bring that up, was probably one of the worst decisions on a judicial level. Forget the merits of this argument back and forth, but on a judicial level, there was no standing for it.
Right.
Well, now we've heard this supposed top secret leaked document. I mean, our justices are being threatened with their lives over maybe correcting a past wrong. And it's just, I mean, that's what America's come to. We if we don't like the decision, we threaten people. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and we have seen that in our own county. We have seen threats made against the county health officer, Karen Ramstrom. We've seen threats made against Patrick Jones. We've seen threats made against a lot of people.
Yep.
Somebody standing up in a county meeting and saying this is her address. I mean, we've come to a point where we can't have discussions and walk away with it, walk away from it, and not be this visceral feeling of hatred toward each other. Civil discourse
disappeared under the Obama administration. I noticed heavily that the mindset of the average American, and I say this in real estate as well, because I've had this discussion with agents, and let me be a general. The people I spoke to about it have agreed. America changed in that eight years. And it didn't change for the better. And Americans, as a rule, became very I, me, me, me. And we see that in real estate all the time. You know, I want top dollar. I don't want to fix a darn thing. I'm not going to do anything. But when I go to buy, and it's just the point of view, it used to be there was more give and take. There was more, you know, let's work together to make it. And then after the 8 years of Obama, the self-centeredness that the country developed, which I think has gotten worse, is crazy. And I mean, we're now at a point where, you know, people are talking about this.
But are you saying, and I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but we also had the, you know, social media became part of this, but, there were things Trump said
that
are just purely unforgivable.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing with Trump,
discussing penis length, during a debate. Some of the things he said were, you know, calling people names. I mean, this is the type of thing that breaks down discourse. You know, I'm not saying he didn't do a good job in a lot of things. He did. But when we start talking about what happened during the Obama administration, it also happened during the Trump administration. But social media, in my opinion, has done more to destroy civil discourse. That people get on there and type anything.
Heinous.
Horrible things.
Heinous.
Heinous things.
But they were doing that in the newspapers and blogs and before that.
Well, it's funny is when
they went away from having to identify yourself to write a letter to the editor and let you blog without identifying yourself.
Right. Anonymity gives you a pretty big blanket.
Yeah, makes them real brave.
What's funny is when I was the No on Measure B spokesperson, and much like this conservative voice, I wasn't the volunteer. It's when they said, who's going to do it? Everybody stood back, and I looked around and said, well, who's going to do it? And that ended up being me. And it was to save Churn Creek Bottom. I mean, it was a big deal, and we won it 72-28. So I didn't want to point out we kicked butt. But my wife would get on and read the blogs in the morning. And, I mean, they would just be brutal. And I never once, to this day, ever looked at what was said about me or what.
I didn't look at what was said about me.
But,
not that hard.
But my wife was totally just like, oh, you don't want to read the blogs. I go, Lizzie, I never read the blogs anyways, because it was just, number
people
one, it was false.
It was
heinous, and it was anonymous.
And again, when you have people with, that are anonymous, they say things, or they could even have their names like on Facebook, but they say things that, and you look at it and you say, you know, why, what is your where is your anger? Why is your anger so rampant here that you'll take a comment that somebody makes and then that immediately you attack them personally?
Yeah.
Where did that start? And you know, I mean, I really don't know when that started, but I would say that social media is one of the worst purveyors of hatred that we've got up.
Well, and the thing is, it's even gotten worse with all the censoring, because the people who are putting that stuff out, conservative people would try to, I guess, respond to, and we were censored, so the vitriol, the hatred, just got bigger and bigger on one side, and the other side got completely shut down. And so that's kind of also where you couldn't even put on a counter argument.
Absolutely.
It was shut off.
Well, I would tell you that these things happened prior to the time. It's just much more visible to us now.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, I can show you headlines from the Record Searchlight. They never attacked a vote that I made ever. They attacked me personally. They would attack my hair, the way my facial expression. It was, you know, come on, go after the thing
did you,
I did.
Yeah. Did you roll
get away your, from my personal.
Did you roll your eyes? Rolling the eyes.
Supervisor Clark rolled her eyes, and nobody can roll their eyes like super. What the heck kind of a headline is that in the newspaper?
Well, and that thing that Carl was saying is Trump, there are things that I have some dubious beliefs in the man, but I agreed with most everything he did.
Yep.
But his personality was, you know, it could be abrasive. But he, you know, the thing is, I always forgave him from one thing. He's a New York brawler, and he's dealt with corrupt politicians and bureaucrats his entire life to make his fortune. So I didn't expect a guy to come in and be soft glove and let's just talk like Obama and everything's great.
No, you don't expect
that.
I was not offended by Trump.
That Trump, when he was running, and he talked about the judicial system and who he would nominate, that you know, for the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. that rang with me.
Yes.
And he gave the names of the people, and I actually went back and looked who these people are. It resonated with me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, because we know these people get appointed for life, not just the Supreme Court, but the federal judges are there for life.
And we just got a doozy put on there.
Oh, we sure did. You know, one of the things that I used to watch with Trump when he was doing it, you'd get a conversation going that he didn't want to have going on, and he would come up at that point with one of these off-the-wall, everybody would just completely, and I'd go, okay, wait for it, because he just turned the conversation away from what he didn't want him talking about, and now we're going to go over here, and they're all clammed up about...
It's called the chandelier argument.
Well, he did a great job of taking him where he wanted him.
I was sitting at the table with my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and Linda, and the girls are talking about something, and they're talking, they're asking Tom, and Tom looks up. He says, do you think we need a new chandelier? And everybody's head went up to the chandelier. Everything changed. The whole subject changed. So I call that the chandelier argument. I learned something valuable from my father-in-law.
Yes.
And if it works, because I'll try that and resolve. And then Linda goes, it's not the chandelier. It's not the chandelier. So she's on to me now. So anyway, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a place I've been going to since I moved here 15 years ago. And why? Because I get great haircut. I like the people there. Why change something that works? It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you're not waiting in line. You can walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can sit around if you want to, like I do sometimes, and listen. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. In the Cypress Square, of course, right across from Lucky Miller's there. We'll be right back.
You know,
I hear something saying,
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts.
Of two young children and small business owner in Shasta County, if Brian Caples is not elected superintendent of schools on June 7th, we will move out of Shasta County. We need a superintendent of schools who will stand up for our kids and help parents and teachers oppose the invasive state mandates and vaccines. Dr. Brian Caples is more than qualified to be our Shasta County superintendent of schools, and he has this mom's vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shasta County. There is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidate committee.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o, same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, for evil to triumph, good men must do nothing. It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County, there's a candidate for District 5 Supervisor in Cottonwood named Chris Kellstrom. Chris is a lifetime member of the NRA and belongs to the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Chris Kellstrom cares about the Second Amendment rights and will do everything in his power to protect those rights in District 5 and all of Shasta County. Remember Chris Kellstrom for District 5, head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any other candidate or candidates committee.
I support Brian Caples because in a 2-week span in 2021, over 3,000 students were quarantined for 10 days. How many quarantined students contracted COVID? This is unknown because current leadership didn't press public health to report accurate contact tracing in schools. Instead, repeated quarantines and learning loss continued. We need leadership to ask tough questions and enact change for our students. Vote Brian Caples on June 7th for superintendent of Shasta County Schools. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Did you miss, you know what? This is our last break.
Oh, missed. We didn't get the right song.
Don't get Trish mad. Don't do that.
That was Carl's song.
Welcome back.
I fixated
on this one song, and I'll get over it. And then I think I'm going to change that song anyway, and to another one by Toby Keith. Anyway, welcome back to the show. 8:52 in the morning here on May the 5th. Hey, tomorrow. We're going to have we're going to have somebody calling in. He's on his way up here, but his name is Lonnie Bedwell, and this is a veteran that, due to I believe it's an automobile accident, lost his vision. And his life's mission is to help the blind and the sighted realize their value, worth, and potential. And some of the things this man's done is the first blind kayak of the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. If you've ever gone through that, even, you know. I close my eyes a lot going through these things. He climbed the Kilimanjaro, kayaked the famous Zambezi River, climbed Devil's Tower National Park. You know what that's like. Climbed the south shoulder of Yosemite's Half Dome, Denali, in June of 2022. Everest in 2023. He's going to Everest in next year.
Wow.
And he's going to be here Friday, May 6th. And, well, that's tomorrow. And he's going to be at the Cottonwood American Legion Hall from 6:30 p.m. to 8, speaking.
That's impressive.
It is very impressive. And also, we're going to have a couple other things. Congressman LaMalfa will be on a different time this month, and he is in tied up with some stuff. So we're going to have him on a different – because he's usually on the first Friday of each month. So we're going to have him on later on this month. So I'm looking forward to talking to this young man. To kayak down the Colorado River, you know, he may have been in a two-person kayak. I mean,
but
he
still,
have to
you
be,
don't
he,
know if what's coming.
You know, half the jumps I ever made out of airplanes were night jumps. Yeah, my eyes were closed.
Yeah, but you weren't going to hit anything.
Yeah. You always knew that you were going to hit the ground. It was just when and in what shape. Anyway, we're here with Trish Clark, and I are here, and it was Trish's birthday yesterday. We all sang happy birthday.
That was cool. Right?
And you were, 28? Is that what I saw?
Yeah,
28?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Doug Jenke. And Doug is a gentleman with conservative background and strong feelings, and you know, we like having him on because you know, it gives me a chance then to you know, and to infuriate him.
But, perfect. I love that. That's what this country was formed on, is the fact we could have a discussion, a debate, and I have my co-host. I've got my co-host Nick coming up next Sunday. We're going to talk about the candidates, and I'm sure him and I will probably cross some swords on some of that stuff because we've been kind of going back and forth on the bantering, but that's what this is about.
This is what
that's
it's
America.
About. Doug Craig comes on the first Tuesday of each month, and Doug and I take opposite sides on things, but at the end of it, Doug Craig's still my friend. And we can agree to disagree, and if nothing else, if people could get back to that, and it probably starts right here at the local level, and hopefully it would spread itself to the national level at some point where they actually could have lunch together. They could actually work together to pass a bill that helps everybody and not just their own special interest.
Well, Trish, I'm going to blame Trish on this one, so if you're listening, listen up. I am registered as a Republican, but not because I'm a Republican. It's the only way I was allowed to vote for
Trump.
That's
exactly right.
That's the only reason. I am a conservative, and one of the things that is really infuriating is these Republicans are trying to, you know, McConnell, all those morons, who claim to be conservative, and yet they vote for things that you would have never voted in a million years if you were conservative. And conservative is not Republican. There can be conservative Democrats, I am sure, but the conservative is simply, it's common sense. I've always likened it to grandma. You know, if grandma thinks that's what you should do, it's probably a good bet. You probably should do it. And the stuff we've gotten to the point now, the stuff being forced down our throat, I mean, we are now importing 800,000 barrels of Russian oil when just 18 months ago we were energy independent.
We were exporting.
And the green energy, and we could go on for hours. And the conservative, I think, point of view is simply, just use common sense. Does it make common sense to open up the pipelines and get us back on our energy? Probably does. Does it make sense for us to go over and get ourselves entangled in a European mess, which is a European mess? And my son, who is currently in the active military, has told me we actually have folks in Ukraine. So FYI, that's from him inside.
I know that to be a fact.
And so it's just going to take one errant shot from a Russian, and next thing you know, we might find ourselves in there. And common sense would be, you know what, we've done this twice. Let's get back to getting America whole and healthy, and the world will come together. And let's get off that Russian oil, because that will take a ton of money away from Putin.
We stopped importing that oil. We were taking 800,000 barrels, like you said, but that ended because of the consternation and of people who said, why are we paying them $1 billion a day to fight the war in the Ukraine?
Well,
the
and now we're using up our surplus that Trump was able to restore after having totally drained it in the previous administration.
Yep.
Now it's all built up with cheap oil when he did it.
Yep.
And now we're using that again.
Yep.
And can we all agree is the Biden administration has not
Done a good job?
Done a good job.
I would use more strong adjectives. Horrible, heinous, terrible, life-changing. The country is headed down the
so
wrong path.
So detrimental.
I could keep going, Carl.
What impact do you think the midterms will have?
How honest do you want me to be? I just watched 2,000 Mules, and if anybody's listening, go watch it.
Saturday, you can stream it on Saturday at 5 o'clock. You can go on. You can sign up for it. Stream it in your
just
house.
What we're talking about is
Denise D'Souza
has a documentary showing, and from what he says, is all these people that were gathering votes. And I haven't seen it yet. I've watched the trailer. And they were showing how they would go to different precincts and drop off votes. And I'm sure there's more to the movie than that, and you've seen it already.
I can tell you, it's not what he says, it's what he proves. The facts are there, they're easy, and he's only talking about the mules, not the voting machines, and he's only talking about the mules. So yes, you're right.
And a mule is somebody that is delivering the
harvest is valid, basically. Yeah.
Which, you know, I've never understood why that was made legal in many places. I can understand.
Well, the ballots are legal. The process was not.
Well, the thing is, you know, the election was set up as an election day, not an election week, month, year. You know, it was one day to vote, and you go provide, you know, you have to get your license to get cigarettes, beer, pick up your check from welfare. But for some reason, liberals say that you can't use your license or ID to get a vote, which actually has way more impact than any of the previous. And so you ask quickly. I know we're out of time.
Yeah, we have.
They stole the election. Word. They stole the last election.
And anybody doesn't believe that is not paying attention.
Exactly. And they've learned how we followed it. I'm not convinced they're not going to try it again.
Oh, they will.
Okay. Doug Jenke and Trish Clark. You know,
this was fun. I want to do this again, Doug.
Two of my more liberal friends. hey, tomorrow. Hey, everybody, have a great day out there. It is the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys. Let's try to be good guys here. And remember, tomorrow, I've got this young man coming on, Lonnie Bedwell. And I think, you know, he's an inspiration. He'll be on for about a half an hour, calling in at 7:30. And then we've got, you know, our favorite group, not our favorite group, but almost our favorite group of guys, Asphalt Cowboys, coming in too.